It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Tuesday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we're going to start off with regional baseball action as it was Dietrich defeating Tri-County 14-4 in five innings. Tri-County actually jumped out on top 2-0. Dietrich scored two in the bottom of the second to tie it. Tri-County scored two more in the third to take the lead back 4-2. Dietrich answered with a run in the bottom of the third, three more in the bottom of the fourth, and eight runs in the fifth inning for the 10-run rule victory. 14 runs, eight hits, no errors for Dietrich. Tri-County, four runs, four hits, and three errors. As Westendorf pitched the five-inning victory, giving up four runs, they were earned, walking three, striking out four. Did give up a couple of home runs to Lee and Logan for Tri-County. Meanwhile, a home run for Eisnoggle, as Jackson was 2-for-5 at the plate with five RBIs. Mason Leidy also doubled in the win for Dietrich, who got RBIs from Meinhardt. He picked up a couple. Hall had a couple. So did Ashley and Funneman in the win for Dietrich. Again, they will now move on to play Edwards County Albion Wednesday at 4. The second game that night will be Aldemont and Casey Westfield at 6:15 at the Dietrich semifinal regional action there. It was Sisney ending Brownstown-St. Elmo's season by a score of 5-2. Sisney scored three in the first, two in the second for their five runs. Brownstown-St. Elmo scored a run in the second, another in the fourth, but it couldn't overcome the five-run deficit as Sisney picked up the win. Zayden Gillespie 1-for-3 with a double. Nolan Wilhauer 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. And Corey Hoopengardner 1-for-3 with an RBI. He did take the loss on the mound, going all six innings, giving up five runs, just three earned, while striking out nine. Sisney will now play North Clay at 4:30 on Wednesday at the South Central Regional. And the second game that night will be South Central and Red Hill in baseball action. At the 2A Paris Regional, it was Paris defeating Cumberland 8-1 as 8 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Paris. Cumberland 1 run, 1 hit, and 3 errors as Cumberland scored their run in the 6th. Paris jumped out to a 7-0 advantage after 1 inning, scored another in the 5th for the victory, ending Cumberland's season. In regular season baseball action, it was Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City falling to North Clay as North Clay picked up the 5-0 victory behind Ian Jones as the winning pitcher. Slauncher took the loss. Hardiman and Radloff each singled in the loss for CHBC, as that again was a regular season game. CHBC will play Nokomis at the Ocala Valley Regional on Thursday at 4:30. In another regular season matchup, it was Newton defeating South Central 5-0. 5 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Newton. South Central, no runs, 3 hits, and an error in the loss. Wolf doubled in the win as Tharp went 2-for-4, Batzel went 2-for-4, and Ferguson 3-for-4 on the day. Wolf drove in a couple with RBIs for Batzel and Colton Barthelme as well, as Maddox Robb, Zane Montez, and Luke Shoemate all went 1-for-3 on the day for South Central in the loss in a tune-up for the postseason, as Newton will play Robinson Wednesday at 6 at the Newton Regional as well. In softball action, it was North Clay defeating Red Hill 7-6 in the first round of the IHSA 1A Regional Tournament. Their next game is Tuesday versus South Central at Hudsonville at 5 o'clock. Other action at the 2A Tautopolis Regional, it was Paris over Cumberland by a score of 8-5. Regular season play saw Effingham defeat Olney by a score of 8-3 in softball, as Effingham scored a run in the first, Olney scored three in the second, Effingham scored a run in the bottom of the second, and they tied it up in the fourth and then scored five in the bottom of the sixth for the 8-3 victory, as Harvey homered in the win, as Armstrong was 2-for-3 with a couple of RBIs, and Kirk was 2-for-3 with an RBI as well, leading the Effingham offense. Armstrong threw three innings, Althoff threw four, Althoff getting the win for Effingham on the mound over Olney, Again, 8-3, the final score there. Another regular season matchup between Oblong Palestine Hudsonville and Altamont saw Altamont get the 3-2 victory. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Altamont. 2 runs, 1 hit, and 1 error for Oblong Palestine Hudsonville. It was 2 runs in the 5th inning for the Panthers. 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th for Altamont was the difference, as Nelson was 1-for-3 with a double. Piercy, 2-for-3. That would be Spike. Also, Sophia Piercy was 2-for-3, and Sophia Long, 1-for-3 with a double. Tun had an RBI in the win for Altamont. Lemke threw a one-hitter as she gave up 2 runs. They were earned. She gave up a walk, struck out 19, did give up a homer in the win for Altamont. As we look at some tennis results, it was St. Anthony defeating Flora by a score of 5-4. St. Anthony's Monet Mossman won the number 3 singles, Joey Trupiano the number 4, Jackson Schultz the number 5, and Connor Eggers the number 6. St. Anthony also won the number 1 doubles with Monet Mossman and Joey Trupiano as they edged Flora 5-4 in tennis action. Taking a look at a busy schedule for today, hopefully the conditions will allow. Baseball, regular season, Effingham at Highland. That gets underway at 4:30. Softball, regional action, features the 1A Windsor Stu Straws Regional at Stu Straws High School, by the way. It'll be Windsor Stu Straws and St. Elmo Brownstown at 4:30. At the 1A Martinsville Regional, KZ Westfield and Neoga at 4:30, followed by Dietrich and Martinsville at 6:30. At the 1A Hudsonville Regional, South Central and North Clay at 5. At the 2A Flora Regional, it is Newton. And the winner of Lawrenceville and Vandalia last night did not get a score in on that one as of last check with IHSA. As, again, Newton will take on the winner of that game. Breeze Modern Day and Flora is the nightcap at 6:30 at the Flora Regional. At the Class 2A Tautopolis Softball Regional, it's Marshall and Paris at 4:30 tonight. Boys Tennis, Effingham at Shelbyville. Oh, I did forget to mention a regular season softball matchup between Effingham and Mount Vernon. That'll get underway at 4:30 this evening as well. Taking a look at the national sports scene, it was Miami slipping past the Cubs by a score of 8-7, and it was St. Louis hammering Detroit 11-4. Both the Cubs and Cardinals back in action tonight. At Cubs at Miami at 5:40, Detroit at St. Louis at 6:45. NBA playoff Western Conference begins with Western Conference Finals, Minnesota at Oklahoma City. That tips off at 7:30 tonight. And in hockey action, Eastern Conference Finals, Florida at Carolina. Puck drops there at 7 this evening. That is a check of sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.